Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, welcome back to the Sports Attack. Bob Black here. You there. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We get a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways, devices you can use. To get this show and all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. First of all, if you're sitting at your desk already, which you probably should be at this point in the day, click on the Listen Live button and we're right there. All you got to do is go to Sports Byline USA, stream right on top, shows you the current show that's being played, happens to be this one. Click on the Listen Live, I'm right there for you. So, you know the drill by this point in time. It also shows you our homepage. It gives you everything that we do here in the attack, everything that we're about, all the interviews, top to bottom, hit and miss, some good, some bad, but always interesting. The Olympics just over. We got most of the gold medal winners somewhere on the site, somewhere talking to somebody. Actors, actresses, authors, musicians. All kinds of athletes, amateur athletes who are getting paid, which is what we've been discussing. And, look, it's what it's all about. So, check it out. Use your device if you're not at the desk. Your Android, your Apple device. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, /talk. We're right there for you. Most important for us, American Forces Radio Network, these guys and girls that protect our six each and every day. I take it dead ass serious. I never joke about it. All right? Because they're running towards it. Well, we're running away from it. And right now, we're going to run towards a commercial. It's what we do, especially at the top of the hour. Got to hit that break, baby. Well, don't go anywhere. I'm Black. You're not. We'll be right back. I promise.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, they
there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement, here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking. Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water.
Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call Geico to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack, and the words of the great Jackie Gleason. Away we go. Yeah, we're talking about college basketball. I'm running the conferences right now, and we're just going to talk about some of the teams that have the possibility of getting there and some that are sitting on the bubble. And it's a mighty big bubble for a lot of these basketball teams. There's conferences that traditionally have gotten three, sometimes four, that aren't going to see it. Like I said, with the A-10, it's definitely going to be one of them. ACC, we ran through. They're going to go deep, 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 deep. Big 12. Two, three, four, five, six. I saw the article on ESPN. The Sooners are sliding down the bracket. Could they be sliding out of the bracket? They've already slid out of the bracket. If they're picking today, the tournament is not picking them. 7-10 in conference. And 17-12 overall. They'd have to run the conference deep, and I don't think they're capable of it. They got one guy. You know, one thing Lon Kruger has not been able to do, aside from drawing Trae Young there, which was, of course, a very big thing to be able to do, is go deep with his recruiting. He just hasn't been able to do it. So it's going to hurt them, and after he loses Trae Young, as I talked about, he may end up losing his job. Swinging to the Big East. And speaking of jobs on the line, there are a few there as well. But Xavier's in. Nova's in. The number 3 and 4 ranked teams in the country, respectively. Creighton's in. 3 games above .500, 21-9 overall. Seton Hall is playing tonight against Nova. More than likely in. Or played last night against Nova, I'm sorry. At 20-9. Butler's close. They're above 500. Providence falls into the same category, above 500. From there in, it gets a little dicey. Marquette would have to run deep. Patrick Ewing's got Georgetown over 500, but not in the conference. And, you know, it's going to be a process. And then DePaul and St. John's. And St. John's flirting with 500, but still at the bottom of the conference. So from that aspect of it, they're going to be dealing with some issues. Big Sky, it's a one bidder. but maybe this year they can sneak a 2. Montana sitting on top, Idaho, Weber State following up. They just can't afford to have anybody make a deep run at sub 500 and steal a bid if they're flirting with a second bid. Traditionally, one bid conference, but this year, who knows? Big South, always won. UNC Asheville, Winthrop, Bradford, all having good years. Not going to matter. One bid. Big Ten, Sparty, Purdue, Ohio State, Michigan, all in. I don't see how Nebraska is not in. I mean, they're getting no love. And I understand that with the split in the divisions, they're playing teams within the Big 12, Big 10, I should say. But they're 13-5 in conference and 22-9 overall. They got to go. Penn State slumped again. They're 19-12, 500 in conference. That's a tough road. Maryland will have to get to 500 in conference. They're 19-12. They got an outside shot. Everybody else is on the outside looking in. Got to have a deep run. That's the only way you're getting there. Big West, you see Irvine Anteaters, one of my favorite teams, sitting on top of the conference 11-4, but they're 16-15 overall. How weird is that? So they could win the regular season in the conference, not go to the tournament. Because if they get beat, there ain't no way they're going. And Santa Barbara could end up stealing it. We'll see. Again, one bid. Colonial Athletic, Charleston, Northeastern sitting on top. Both 20-plus wins. One bid, baby. Conference USA. This is where it gets a little bit interesting because they got a lot of respect over the last couple of years. Middle Tennessee's ranked in the top 25. 15-1 in conference, 23-5 overall. Western Kentucky's got 22 wins. Old Dominion's got 22 wins. Marshall has 20 wins. I'm seeing 3. Unless, of course, somebody from the bottom jumps up and bites one of the teams sitting on top, and then it drops to a 2-bid. The Horizon, Northern Tennessee is sitting up there. Northern Kentucky, I'm sorry. Wright State, one game back, one bid. The Ivy, of course, is regular season. Harvard and Penn fighting it out. Metro Athletic, one bid. Mid-American, really only one team, and that's going to be the conference winner. There's nobody else that's running it this year. Well, Toledo could, I guess. But they're a 2-conference team, but a 1-bid conference. Middle Eastern American, North Carolina A&T sitting on top. Missouri Valley, God, remember when they were a powerhouse? Not so much anymore. Loyola sitting on top by 4 games. Don't lose. Don't lose. They're 25-5. Run your conference. You don't want to roll the dice on that one because you'll be sitting there on Selection Sunday going, what happened? That ain't no joke. Mountain West, Northeast, Ohio Valley. There's good basketball teams in there, but they don't get the love. Maybe this year is different because of the scandals, I guess. It could be. Pac-12, Arizona's in, USC's in. UCLA's probably in. Stanford's good in conference, but not overall. Be nice if they beat Arizona this weekend. Oregon, maybe. The Utes. Arizona State, sub 5. 3 bids? Maybe. Maybe 4. More than likely three. Patriot lead, one bidder. Southeastern Conference, finally. Basketball catching up to football in the Southeastern Conference. Well, kind of, maybe, sort of, not so much. I mean, look. Auburn's in, and then they'll eventually find something on Bruce, and he'll get fired, and that'll be the end of Auburn. Tennessee's in. Arkansas should be in, although they're not ranked. Kentucky's obviously in, and they're figuring it out. Florida, deep run, baby, deep run. That's all I got to say. And the same with Mississippi State, although they're above 500 in the conference and 21-9 overall. Tough go. Alabama's trying to make a run, but again, sub 500 within the conference. So we'll see. It's a tough go, but we will find out in the not too distant future. Anyway, that's it. That's who's in and who's out up until this point in time. Why don't we step aside right here, go to the break. When we come back, wrap up who's in and who's out, and then go to the college football, college basketball scores right after this short timeout. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
All right, you're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto's out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It is toll free. It is for Lee. Believe me when I tell you, Mr. Shabanian, somewhere out there in the greater Mobile area. Again, just wrapping up the conferences real quick. Another one bidder, South Dakota State Jackrabbits at the Summit. Maybe they can sneak a second bid. I don't know. South Dakota Coyotes are pretty good. Sunbelt, Raging Cajuns sitting on top right now. Georgia State right behind them. Again, a one bidder. West Coast, you know the story. Zags, the Bulldogs, St. Mary's, and BYU sitting with 20-plus wins and way above in their conference. All three of those teams should go. San Francisco, San Diego at 500. Too many losses out of conference. It will have to be done through the tournament. Santa Clara ain't going to make it this year. The WAC, New Mexico State sitting on top. Don't lose in your tournament. Same thing with Utah Valley. If they meet up in the final, maybe both teams go. If they don't, we'll see. And that's it. So, you know, again, it's fluid. Injury, scandal, whatever the hell happens. All kinds of stuff. Now, getting into some of the games themselves that happened. Xavier, as I said, number three, taking care of business with Providence at home, 84-73. Now, understand something. Providence has played good basketball, and they've got a revived program there. I mean, they really do. You know, when you look at what they've been able to do since they fell on hard times at Providence, there's a lot to be said. But they ran into a really good Xavier program. Chris Mack's doing a hell of a job there, number three in the country. And they literally have clinched a tie for their very first Big East title ever. And you consider the history of Xavier basketball. That's pretty damn impressive. And pretty hard to believe they've never done it before. But they're the real deal. And Trayvon Blewett is... He is good. And there's a guy, you know, look, four-year dude. He'll get drafted. He's not one of the guys that, you know, everybody goes, oh, my goodness, we got to have him. But he rode it out. Almost 20 points a game, 19-2. He's got size at 6'6", buck 98. Like I said, somebody will take a flyer on him. His staying in school held it against him. That gets held against him. But Trayvon Blewett is good. He's real good. And you got to give credit to Xavier and what they've been able to do. And it's impressive. It's real impressive. And for Providence, like I said, a program that's bounced back. But unfortunately, you know, this is going to be a year where they're probably going to get left out unless they make a deep run. But nothing to shy away from. I mean, literally, they've been that good. Kentucky, coming to life. It, you know, it was funny. I was watching an SEC report. I was watching Finebaum. And I was listening to what his substitute host had to say. And he made a good point. I got to admit, I forget who the guy was that was covering for him. You know, the Kentucky, every year the expectations for Kentucky are so high. And they say the same thing every single year. Well, they're young. They'll pull together. They'll get better on the back end of the season. Well, yeah, and they will. But... you know, it's still, the guy had a great point. He said, Calipari, when you break it down, and when the season starts back in the fall, and they're talking about coaching these kids. What Calipari is doing, he's coaching kids to lose their agendas. He's coaching kids to get away from, it's all about me on this basketball team. I don't care about my other teammates because they're not really my teammates, and I'm one and done anyway. He's got to get them away from that. And then in the second half of the season, that's when he really starts coaching. And he starts coaching kids to play basketball and recognize they're at the University of Kentucky. And although you may be a one and done, like a Kevin Knox, who probably would be better served to stay in school, but probably now won't be able to work with Ahamadou Diallo and get on the same page, because you can make a deep run in the tournament that way. And he's another guy who's going to be one and done, more than likely. We'll see. Some of these guys aren't having the kind of years that would indicate that they need to be stepping out into the NCAA. But it's Kentucky, and many of them probably won't stay. You know. Shai Alexander, same deal. You know, here's a guy, decent season statistically, 13 points a game, almost 5 assists. He's big. He's a big dude. 6'6". Somebody roll the dice on him and say, can you play the point for us? So he's more than likely going to be one and out. And we get it. That's what you come to expect with Kentucky. But they're now, although they're sitting in the middle of the conference. You know, and you think about that too, right? How many years has Kentucky been 8 games in front by this point in time in their own conference? And yet, you know, here they are in the middle of the pack. They're not in danger of missing the tournament, but it's been a long road for Calipari this year, getting these kids onto the same page. We'll see how it plays. Just keeping an eye on the teams. That's all. You know, at this point in time, it's really not going to matter until they get into the actual tournaments. Now it's just fighting for seeding. And going forward, we'll see how it plays out. There are some teams that should be worried. I mean, I'm just checking out what Oklahoma's been doing in their last 10. Man, it's ugly. It's ugly. And I'll tell you somebody else who may end up losing their job. And that's Tom Izzo. Now, like I said, I never bet against Tom Izzo teams because they're that good. And you always learn your lesson with Tom Izzo teams because they almost always make deep runs in the tournament. It's the rare exception where they don't. But there is so much swirling around that university and around their major sport teams, their football team and their basketball team, that they're under a hell of a lot of pressure. And although arguably I think they're probably the second best team in the country, because I still would take Villanova over them, they have the swirl of scandal is around them like nobody's business. And they're going to have the Big Ten tournament in New York this year at the Garden. And he opened up his final news conference in East Lansing by saying from now on, he and his team will only answer basketball questions. Well, that's still to be determined, because if you want to talk about what's going on with Miles Bridges, well, it's a basketball question technically. Is he eligible? Should he be eligible? Are you taking a risk by playing him in the tournament? Are you taking a risk by playing him in the NCAA tournament? Will it be one of those situations where you have to turn around and vacate wins? I don't know. But that's entirely possible. And then the other stuff that went on with the sexual abuse at the university and the cover-up, allegedly, of sexual assault by both the men's basketball program and the men's football program. I don't know. Now, he's going to try to dictate terms on how he's going to handle the scandal. But it doesn't work that way. And especially when you get into New York. It says flat out not going to play. And he said it within the thing as the compliance people are aware and yada, yada, yada. But the questions are still going to be asked. Let's tap out right there. When we come back, more fun and frivolity here on The Sports Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Berry takes it for three. Tied! Newton for the win! He won it! He won it! Jaquan Newton won it at the buzzer!
Every home repair or improvement project should start with a pro you know you can trust. That's why for over 15 years, homeowners have trusted HomeAdvisor.
HomeAdvisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use HomeAdvisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
HomeAdvisor is a totally free service that instantly connects you with top-rated pros who have passed criminal and financial background checks.
Knowing that they have had the background checks and that they're vetted absolutely gives me a sense of security.
Plus, HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide helps you get a fair price by showing you the cost of similar jobs in your area.
HomeAdvisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto's out on the West Coast. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Lots of stuff in the National Football League. Committee meetings going on. and combine is right there. A lot of need, a lot of value. The bell cows at the top are going to have to start getting ready to make their decisions. And whether or not teams are going to hold, trade, whatever the circumstances are. A lot of stuff going on in Indianapolis, but not Josh McDaniels being there. So that's a completely different conversation for a different day. But there is some stuff going around. And, you know, when you look at who's been cut, Mike Lennon bit the dust. And to be expected, he's going to land somewhere. If I'm a team and I'm approaching the draft, I got to get that guy in there and work him out. I really do. I've given you my opinion on him many times. I believe he can be a good starter in this league. He just, for whatever reason, doesn't get the opportunity. When he did get the opportunity, he performed well with Tampa Bay. So, we'll see. We'll see. One of the big headlines, and there was, to me, this was really a non-starter, but the Redskins were talking about franchising Kirk Cousins again. That was not going to happen. It just wasn't. There's no way that they were going to run the risk after making the trade for Alex Smith that if they franchised Kirk Cousins that somebody was going to say, fine, you want to sign him for $30 million? You're going to tag him? Tag him. Now you got over $50 million tied up in your quarterbacks. Good luck. Now, the Alex Smith move becomes official on March 14th. You know, it's not going to go down with Cousins. And by the way, the actual cost would be $34.5 million if he signed the tender. And nobody would make a deal. Nobody. And even if a team was willing to do it, he would say, well, I want to go back out in the market next year. The teams let it know that they don't believe he's good enough to take them to the promised land. Other teams in the league believe he can. I mean, it's a perfect storm for him. Smith's going to count $17 million. So you're talking a 13, well, I mean, comparatively speaking, half, literally. You know, and we'll see. Now, supposedly he wants to go to a winner and would be willing, quote unquote, to take less. I'll believe it when I see it. You know, Brady makes 15. And, you know, there's side deals and everything else, but Kirk Cousins hadn't won nothing. Well, he did win a division. But you know what I'm saying. Essentially, he's won nothing. But they're not going to cap him. And they never were going to. As I said, Glennon gets cut. The Colts finally moving on from 100-year-old Frank Gore. They should, I got news for you. They should really put up a statue for Frank Gore. Chris Ballard met with him and said, you know, and Frank knew what was going to go on. They got to get younger. Frank Gore is a Hall of Famer. Okay? He's bounced from some teams, but this guy has lasted as a running back and a productive running back in this league to age 35. I mean, unfortunately, he's played very few games with the reason why he signed for Indianapolis in Andrew Luck. because of Luck's injuries. But the guy, man, he stayed on the field. Almost 3,000 yards. He started all 48 games in his three seasons with the Colts. Name another running back in recent vintage that has done that. Started. Not appeared in. Started. All 48 games with his team. He went over 1,000 yards in 2016. You know, again, the motor's not there anymore. But the guy's big. He bruises. He can catch the ball. I don't know if anybody's going to pick him up. I mean, if you don't have depth at running back, because he wouldn't go in expecting to be a starter anywhere. But if you don't have depth at running back and he wants to play another year, he's healthy. You know, that I mean, that's the big thing with Frank Gore. He's healthy. He's got 14,026 yards in his career. He's 76 yards short of Curtis Martin, who's in fourth place. Behind Emmitt Smith, Walter Payton, and Barry Sanders. They got to go. He's got to go. He was huge in San Francisco. Played well with the Colts. You know, again, no future. I get it. But if you need a running back in the short, I don't mean to be your main dude, but you want somebody backing up your main dude who's dependable, doesn't put the ball on the ground, and does all the right things? Sure. Sign Frank Gore. Give him one last hurrah. Now, he may just step aside. It may be time. But I don't see why not. He should have the capacity to go out on his terms. He really should. Now, the other story, which kind of caught my eye, because rumor and speculation in all the mock drafts, and we're not going to go down that road, believe me, is that Ryan Tannehill could end up being replaced as the starting quarterback in Miami. Well, that may happen, but not this year. Adam Gase said, Ryan's our guy. And I don't see it changing anytime soon. We get back out there in the spring. He's going to be behind center. Now, understand, Miami has the 11th pick in the draft. If one of the guys falls, like a Josh Rosen, which they predicted on multiple draft sites, I don't freaking see it, or Baker, maybe. Maybe they pulled the trigger there. And maybe they still might, but I don't think so. You know, look, I've never been a Ryan Tannehill fan. People who've listened to the show know exactly what I'm talking about. Ain't no mystery there. But quite honestly, he's better than some and not as bad as most. You know, he had the issue with the knee. Now, the Cutler thing didn't work out last year. It put Gase on the spot. Gase is definitely one of those coaches that's on the hot seat this year because of what happened last year. If Tannehill can go back at 100% and stay on the field, obviously, they with the 11th pick, they'll be going Calvin Ridley or somebody of that ilk if they're still there because they're getting rid of Jarvis Landry. They're going to trade him. You know, can they sign him to a long-term deal? I don't think so. I don't think he's interested in it. They want to trade him. But what kind of value are they going to get for him? Now, think about that. Here's a guy who's got more receptions in his first four seasons, 400, than any player in NFL history, and the team's looking to boot him out the door. That tells you a whole hell of a lot right there. Now, somebody will want him. And if you need a deep threat, he's your man. But considering that they need the weapons, and they're looking to get him out the door, it kind of tells you exactly what's going on with Jarvis Landry. You know, again, Tannehill, he dug his own grave in this particular instance. He should have had the surgery to start out with. He decided not to. It would have been a minor or minorer surgery. Instead, he blew it out during training camp, and it ended up being two major knee injuries, which they had to do. And he's preparing, and Gase is appreciative. But if he doesn't come back at 100%, they're going to get bypassed and bypassed big time. Because if the Jets are able to sign a quarterback, if they win the Kirk Cousins sweepstakes, they're going to contend. They're not going to get there, but they're going to contend. And Miami will be the team looking up at the rest of the division and not the Jets. Because Buffalo's not going to go backwards. At the very worst, they got Tyrod Taylor sitting there. So we shall see. And as I said, Giants, it seems like Eli's going to be their guy going forward. Now, this could just be a Gettleman smokescreen. But I've said this from the beginning, that they were never Eli and his head football coach, Ben McAdoo, were never on the same page. And if you think about it, from the time that McAdoo took over, and this is where the Giants really screwed up as far as ownership goes, forced Tom Coughlin out the door because they were so worried about holding on to Ben McAdoo, who was ill-prepared to be a head football coach and really wasn't doing that good of a job as an offensive coordinator. You know, the Giants didn't score over 20 points the entire season. Hello? And they didn't go over the 20-point mark in the 2 years that McAdoo was there. Yeah. Not good as head football coach. Not offensive coordinator. Head football coach in the 2 seasons. And, look. Bad stuff. Don't score touchdowns in the red zone. Bad stuff. But now they sit there with the number 2 pick. And if they're not going quarterback, they said they're willing to trade down and out. Now, they could grab Saquon Barkley if he's there. They're probably not going to go quarterback. And if Barkley, for some reason, goes off at the number 1, as I've said all along, Buffalo's going to be picking number 2. We're going to be picking up this last segment right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Please don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and
conditions. Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. Black, you 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to sneak one in before the end. Talking NFL right now, talking about the Giants. They don't know what direction they're going, but it looks like it's not going to be quarterback unless this is a giant smokescreen, no pun intended, by the organization. Now, I know what I would do. My man would be Saquon Barkley. I think Pat Shurmur is going to coach up Eli Manning. I think Eli has something left in the tank. He certainly doesn't appear to have slowed down. And that's always the, with Eli Manning clearly on the downhill slide. So no. He hasn't had an offensive line in 3 years. This is Andrew Luck without the cannon. So we don't know where Eli is. And the team evidently thinks that he still has plenty left in the tank. Now, Gettleman said, are we open for business? You know, whatever. Somebody makes me an offer I can't refuse, I'd move back. Depends on who's there. He's playing it coy. They're going to bring them all in. They're going to work them all out. And they're going to see whether or not one of these guys is worthy of getting that number two pick. But if not, you know, they still have Davis Webb on this roster. I'm not saying Davis Webb is the second coming of Eli. But they got plenty of film on him from camp. They don't know what direction it's going to go in. But they know what he's capable of in camp, not in game situations. So they'll find out. And that's the way it's going to be. The way it's going to be here is out of here. We're heading towards the exits. No trampling, no running. Keep in order, stay in line, and we'll be talking to you somewhere down the road in the not-too-distant future. I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.